Well, Trenton, first of all, you know, what were your thoughts when you got the word that spring sports, especially the track season, was not going to happen due to this pandemic?
I was very disappointed, first of all. I was actually excited to get back out and be able to do sports, but sadly that wasn't possible.
And you were going to have a new coach and kind of a new, you know, fresh new outlook on everything too with Coach Duffy. So, you know, how much were you looking forward to that and seeing how he could help you in your track and field career?
I was looking very forward to it just because he was willing to bring in other people to help me with my throwing. And plus the years I've had of experience, I was really excited for more of discus than anything.
Yeah, you obviously you were in throwing events. You know, what were some goals that you had in mind for those events this year?
I was more focused on discus just because I improved a lot over just 1 year of it. And it was my first year of actually starting for disc. But for a goal was like to end up throwing like 120 for disc. I've never, you know, been able to hit that, and that was a big goal for me for this year.
So we talked to Trenton Reed, Twin Cedar senior on KNIA Cavalas. Let's delve into you know, what's it been like the last couple months, just being around home and not being able to go to school, not being able to see your friends, you know, in person. I'm sure you've been seeing them you know, virtually on the Zoom, Skype, or whatever, and not being, you know, with the teachers as well. You know, explain that. You know, what's that been like, just not being able to do that as being normal for you?
It's been pretty weird. It's not something I'm extremely comfortable with, mostly because I'm usually around my friends. I'm doing stuff with my friends. And, you know, it's always great to be around the teachers. They're all nice people. And basically what I've been doing since this quarantine has started, I've just been staying focused on sports. I've been lifting and running, then fixing fence around the house, just that kind of stuff.
What is in the future? Or, you know, are you playing baseball this summer? And, you know, what's the status of that?
Yes, I am playing baseball this summer. I'm going to be heading back to baseball lessons, thankfully. So that'll give me something to do then.
What are some expectations you have for baseball season this summer?
I have some pretty high expectations for myself and as a team. We've been preparing for this for a while, and myself, I took a break my sophomore year. I came back my junior year, then I got really in depth with being like a DH hitter, and that's what I was mostly focused on. Then I took it into thought, and I kept on working at it. So I had to take a step back with all this coronavirus happening because now the facilities have been open, which is a bummer.
Let's you know, kind of talk about your other sports. You know, obviously being at Twin Cedars in a small school, you're in everything basically. What were some highlights of your career that you can think of? Maybe this year that I know, you know, a lot of the teams that you played on didn't have the success that you wanted, but you know, were there some highlights that you can look back on and you know, kind of think back that was a, you know, kind of a neat moment during the season?
Yeah, for this year, like, We didn't have much success in, like, football, obviously. It was a rough season. But we never really gave up. It was just being from a small school, you have a total of maybe 15 people on the team. I was still, like, happy with how we'd play for a while. It's just we weren't well enough conditioned at the time. And probably, like, a big highlight for me was still receiving first-team All-District, offensive lineman, and just having like a good year for myself defensively and offensively. I had a great season.
Obviously, Twin Cedars, you know, one of the smaller schools in our area. You know, what's you know, that like? You know, going to, you know, a school like that, knowing everybody, and you know, you probably know everybody by name in your class, whether or not you're close with them or not. You know, of, you know, everybody. It's kind of, you know, is it more kind of like a family than it would be, say, a bigger school that maybe you sit beside someone at graduation you've never met in your life?
Yeah, it's It's definitely a lot nicer. I've been to a bigger school before when I was younger. I didn't really like it or fit in. But that's the nice part about Twin Cedars. Really small classroom sizes. You know everybody. You hang out with most of them. And you just, like, have really good bonds with everybody. It's amazing. I love it.
Well, Trenton, you know, best of luck this summer, hopefully, for baseball. And what is your future plans this fall after high school time is over?
I plan on attending college at Central in Pella, and I will major in exercise science, hopefully become a strength and conditioning coach, and I will be on the football team playing as a defensive lineman.
All right, and when did you make that decision that you were going to play football at Central?
I made that decision, I'd say about a month ago. I was having a really tough time deciding on where I was going.
What was the whole process, recruiting process with, you know, the coaches and, you know, the Central College, which, you know, as we know, is a legendary, you know, football program at the NCAA level?
Oh, it was mostly, like, a lot of visits. Getting to know the players, getting to know the coaches, because they're really built on family. Everybody knows everybody there, and that's another reason why I liked it there. And as well as their mentality is to never give up on any play. And that was something that stuck with me because I went and saw one of their playoff games, and the way they played against Oshkosh, it was just really inspiring for their major comeback because they just didn't give up.
Was that game, did that kind of let you know that, you know, this is a place I want to be? Just, you know, because they were down big in that game. I mean, there were some people that probably were leaving at halftime thinking, okay, this is no use. And then, you know, learn later they come back and win in a dramatic way.
Yeah, that was definitely a head turner. It was sending chills up my spine. I loved it.
All right, well, Trenton, best of luck to you, and you know, hopefully the folks in the Twin Cedars area can get over to Pella and you know, see you play in a red and white uniform starting next fall.
Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate it.